In other ocean news, science answers a question we never knew we had. Why do lobsters turn red when you boil them? Why indeed? A team of British researchers studied the question. Their findings are published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Naomi Chain was on that team. She is Principal Research Fellow at Imperial College. She joins us from London. So how many lobsters did you have to boil before you got the answer?
About a dozen lobsters, which gave enough protein to do the research.
Gave enough protein. It probably got you a lot of very nice dinners as well.
That's right.
So, but tell us the answer. I'm assuming protein is at the heart of it, or the claw, or whatever. Well, because we know lobsters as being dark green, or they start out brown. How come boiling turns them red?
It was known before that these lobsters are blue-purple sort of as camouflage, yes, when they're alive. And the boiling denatures the protein. It sort of dries it out, and then it becomes red. What one didn't know is how this mechanism is happening.
Uh-huh.
And one wanted to mimic this in for all sorts of uses, for industrial uses and so. So what the discovery here is that we found the structure of the lobster protein, which is called this crustacean, after the crustacea, yes, its shell, that there is a protein there which is bound to the pigment, which is responsible for this color change. And what we saw now, having the structure, and I'll explain to you in a minute why we need the structure to see this, but what we saw that the molecules were in a certain position, and then they were bending. And when they bent, then the color, the pigment, was released and came back to the natural color, which is red.
Mm-hmm.
So now, just one needs a little bit introduction why we need structure and what it is. That, you see, if one wants to know how things work, you need to know what they look like in three dimensions. Okay, if I need to get you for something, I need to know who you are and what you look like,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do this is by X-ray crystallography, which, if you take the analogy, it's like taking an X-ray through the body and you see what is going on inside. Now, in the case of proteins and biological molecules, they are usually in a liquid form, and you've got to get them into a sort of solid or semi-solid form, and then you can apply X-ray to it. And in scientific terms, we call it crystal. And, you know, that's where the expression comes, crystal clear, is because if it's crystal, you can see clearly what is the shape of the molecule of this substance.
Right.
Right? We wanted to know how this pigment is bound to the protein. And for that, we needed to know the structure of the two together.
And that's what you have learned. But you said there's some practical use to what you have discovered. What sort of practical application would there be?
Now, the immediate practical is for industrial use, because for food dyes and foodstuffs, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I got a very interesting request from somebody who read the paper, and he said, you know, now that we know the mechanism, I'm going to do what I wanted for years, is to grow blue roses.
Thank you very much. Naomi Chain of Imperial College, part of a team of scientists who discovered why and how lobsters turn red when you cook them.